This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Yeet.
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are wrestling related. And I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's just me, Uz, BKS.
And before we get into today's pod, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Thanks, guys.
So, do we want to start off with the thing that should make you happy?
I hate you. I really hate you.
We don't have to. We can save that for last. We can rip the Band-Aid off.
But what are you going to say? It's going to make me happy. Like,
it should.
No, it's not.
It's not. So do you want to save it for last? Do you want me to humor you?
You already got my blood pressure riled up already.
All right. And it, not that I want this to happen. I definitely did not want this to happen. But out of all places for this thing to happen, Crown Jewel is the place. And in case you don't know what I'm talking about, LA Knight is finally getting his championship opportunity against Roman Reigns at WWE Crown Jewel. It's almost like the WWE knows you're a massive fan. I'm a pretty decent fan of LA Knight. And they're just like, you know what? Because you make fun of our Saudi shows, we're feeding your boy to Roman at this show.
Didn't Triple H say good things come for those who wait for LA Knight since he won Money in the Bank? And now it's like, here it is, the good thing. He's getting the main event, but he's going to get fed to Roman.
This is what bothers me. And then you can go because you're the LA Knight fan. This is the guy that is organically over. This is the guy that really just found his way in the company, made something out of nothing. And they always say the people to get the brass rings, you know, blah, 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 that whole shtick. He did it. And what's coming of it? I always was in the camp that LA Knight should have a run with like the United States title, with a mid-card title, and hold on to that title for a decent amount of time. He would have been a great pick to take the title off Gunther. But here we are. He's found himself in a feud with Roman Reigns heading into Crown Jewel.
I had to leave the room. I couldn't get into this conversation. Like 5 minutes into the podcast, I was just like, nope, I'm out of here.
So you being the LA Knight fan,
yeah,
you being the guy I go to for this, what are your thoughts on this? Like, what are your thoughts on him getting his championship opportunity? But like, honestly, like one, like, what are your thoughts on the match in general? And two, do you think there's even like a real shot that anything happens or whatever?
Well, Booker T said it best on his podcast, on the Hall of Fame podcast, that he said LA Knight is hot right now. He's white hot. And if there was a time to pull the trigger, it would be at Crown Jewel. Granted, The Fiend was red hot and they pulled the trigger on Goldberg winning the title. So who knows? Same thing with Kevin Owens. Goldberg again at Crown Jewel. Oh no, Goldberg defeated Kevin Owens and Fastlane. It wasn't even at Crown Jewel. But anyway, I think they're trying to do what they did with Sammy, where they're like, all right, Sammy had a chance. He lost. And now you can tell the crowd died down for Sammy now. So I think WWE's trying to do the same thing. Like, all right, if we give LA Knight this chance, the chance will die down. And then we can focus the story on Cody. Because for some reason, Cody has to be the one to be Roman. I don't know why it has to be Cody for a reason. But it sucks. It's going to kill his momentum. It's going to be, I think the only way that LA, the management takes LA Knight seriously is that if they do a yes movement, if the fans take over and just be like, no, we want this guy. Yeah. Give him the title.
Now going into Crown Jewel, do you think there is a shot that they actually pull the title off Roman at Crown Jewel? I think it would send the wrestling world at large into a frenzy. Like, it'll be like break glass in case of emergency type status.
I feel like it would be better. It would be more, the crowd would go electric because it's a Saudi's crowd, but I feel like the atmosphere would be better if it was in the States.
Yeah.
Because no matter where you are, if you're in Puerto Rico, if you're in Australia, if you're in Saudi Arabia, the crowds in the States are nothing like any other states. Like Chicago, Philadelphia for ECW's One Night Stand, New York for Battle of the Belts. It's insane. Well, do I see it's happening? Triple H, it's been on the record that LA Knight is a Triple H guy. Triple H loves LA Knight. It's just, remember, I think it was this year at Night of Champions where LA Knight wasn't even on the card and the Saudis people were chanting LA Knight's name, which anything's possible. In another universe, Santino Marella defeated Daniel Bryan for the world title back in 2011.
Different timelines, man. Different timelines.
Now, I don't know, dude. Like, I'm definitely not watching Crown Jewel because I don't want to watch my boy get massacred and destroyed by Roman. I really don't. Granted, it was supposed to be John Cena versus Roman at Crown Jewel.
Yeah, no pun intended. The way I see this shaking down is, well, he could save him, but Roman is definitely winning through means of bloodline interference. Oh, there's no way that Roman is, I mean, it would be a massive middle finger to LA Knight if Roman won clean.
Oh,
like straight up no interference. There has to be. It makes LA Knight still look strong, which in my opinion and wrestling in general, no matter who the wrestler is losing. And going after these championships and blah, 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 never getting it. Same thing's happening with Drew McIntyre. It just happened with Shinsuke. There's no sort of winning in defeat. There isn't, at least in my opinion.
There isn't, but I feel like if this happens at Crown Jewel, the crowds in the States are going to be electric even more if LA Knight comes back.
Yeah, like,
I don't think
he's getting those Attitude Era pops.
Yeah, I said how, like, they killed Sammy's momentum after losing to Roman. I think that this is just going to feed the crowd even more. Be like, no, give him the title. Like, he lost, make him win the Rumble.
Now, this is a bridge between this topic and the next.
Yeah.
So, it's looking like Logan Paul is going after the United States title. Whenever I said at the start of the year that Logan Paul will hold WWE gold, I see him coming out of this feud as United States champion. It's just kind of like it's too hot of a prospect not to.
I don't think so. I think they want to hold it off for that Santos heel turn, Santos and Rey for the U.S. title. Because well, now you have Carlito, in the group. You could kick Rey out of the LWO.
But this is what I was leading to. I think the inevitable feud between LA Knight and Logan Paul are that's on the horizon.
They were teasing it too. Yeah, you know, you're right about that.
And the only thing I could think that would benefit LA Knight going into a feud with Logan Paul is to have him be the one to beat Logan Paul for the United States title. Put the U.S. title on Logan for like a month or two. LA Knight comes in. He can be the face. He can be the one that's cheered and be the one that's like, yeah, I beat the megastar, air quote, megastar, Logan Paul. I am the megastar of WWE.
See, I feel like this is going to be the same thing with The Miz and LA Knight. Everybody wanted the LA Knight and Miz to interact, and that feud was kind of lackluster.
This one would be a lot better.
I don't know. The promos would be good, but I don't know.
It's just like I see the promos between Logan and LA Knight, especially with LA Knight being able to just roast anybody and everybody that comes within 2 feet of him.
Yeah.
It's just that prospect. But talking about
before we go, can we just talk about this time last year? He was feuding with Bray and he wasn't this hot.
Yeah.
We talked about how, like, you know, the Fiend after like when the Fiend first came out. Fiend versus Finn. Finn turned heel. Finn versus Bray. Seth versus Bray. Seth turned heel. And like everyone that go turned to aspects of the gimmicks. Literally, it was kind of the opposite. I feel like the feud, something happened in that match where that made the fans be like, yeah. Like, but Bray was magic like that. Like somehow,
yeah.
Bray brought out the best of LA Knight for the fans.
Oh, for sure. And to kind of just wrap up the Logan Paul talk, I think he wins the United States Championship. I'm convinced. I've been saying Rey holding it for the time. If they were going to do a Santos Escobar heel turn, they would have done something by now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Carlito is in the group, and that's all good and well. Cool. It's very cool. I just wish he came back with his original music, but here we go.
That's not cool.
But I just the way that you're saying that LA Knight is white hot, as much as you just hate to admit it, Logan Paul is white hot. And it's not within WWE. It's in the mainstream.
No. I'm not denying he's not white hot.
There are people that do. I'm just saying.
The thing that is, I don't want a mid-carder to hold a title and not be, not a mid-carder, sorry, a part-timer. Because we already, it's SmackDown. You already don't have a champion that doesn't show up on a regular basis or defends his title on a regular basis. And then you're going to have Logan Paul not be on the show and not defend the title on a pay-per-view. It's like, no.
That's why I'm saying, like, because let's be honest, every feud heading into Crown Jewel is set up within like 3 weeks, and then after that, it's done.
Logan got his win at the boxing match, right? He doesn't need a win.
But that's exactly why I think he should win at Crown Jewel. Hold it for a month. He can stick around for a month and drop it. Because like after Crown Jewel, it's what pay-per-view? Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. BL.
Day one. Oh, no. Hold on.
I wouldn't be surprised. No, Survivor Series, isn't it?
Duh.
So, yeah. Hey, there we go. He'll have a match at Survivor Series and call it a day. That's where he drops it to LA Knight. That crowd would be rabid for LA Knight versus Logan Paul, with LA Knight going over, finally. I'm just cooking. That's all I'm doing. Now, I want to talk about a quick run within the WWE.
Before Survivor Series is the last pay-per-view of the year.
Which is?
Survivor Series, November. There's no pay-per-view in November.
No pay-per-view. And then it's like day one in January or something, right?
Oh, deadline. The NXT deadline is coming to Connecticut.
Yeah, that is true. I want to talk about Cody and Jay's run with the tag titles real quick. Because that run lasted as long as that word yeet. So what were we doing here? What was the point? What was the point in all this to set up that stare down? Albeit, it got me going. That stare down with Roman at the end of that SmackDown, it got me all types of acting up, but... Like, what was the point to drop the title to Judgment Day on Monday?
The feud for Jay and Jimmy. You have months till Mania. You have to throw these little notches in there to keep the feud going. You don't want the Seth and Triple H treatment where Triple H cost him back in August and then we don't see anything until the road to WrestleMania.
See, I would have had them hold the tag titles for like a month. Not like 3 weeks or a week.
I would only have them hold the tag titles if every promo and every interview they did, they're on Librations.
Just get them completely tanked before their interview.
Dude, it was entertaining.
It was very entertaining. And I was talking to somebody at my gym, and he said the funniest thing about this all, WWE can try to get people over within the company and like do it their way, but the things that have gotten over are the things that are out of their control. Like a Cody and Jay coming to their press conference drunk. Like, it's just, that's the way things go. Like, everything outside WWE works.
And they were still semi-professional. I mean, they weren't.
I think they were professional.
I mean, like, there were, like, people who are drunk, they can't, like, use a word or, like, rude. Like, they were still acting like professionals. Like, granted, they weren't professionals, but they weren't, like, flat out like dead on the floor or like saying stuff that's not in kayfabe.
Exactly. But now the titles.
But do you feel them?
I do feel them, sir.
Sir.
But now the titles are back on the Judgment Day.
Here we go. You should be happy.
You know, hey, it's just extra steps to get there. But I want to talk about a prospect and people, you were doing the hand motion. Not the inappropriate one, but like a good one. At the top of the pod, you suggested John Cena helps LA Knight.
No, I suggested was the original schedule more person to fight Roman. But now I think it's Solo.
That's a good match. As long as Solo goes over, I'm all for that.
Solo!
I want to ask you, because this kind of, you know what? This encapsulates literally everything we're talking about. At the end of Crown Jewel, we're not getting Brock Lesnar, which is weird. Because like he normally shows up.
I hear voices crying.
Look at us. I guess without further ado.
I see people dying.
After Crown Jewel, we really don't have anybody, at least that I know of, to challenge Roman Rumors have been circulating. He was spotted at the Performance Center. Do you think by the end? Oh, burning my light.
Hey.
Do you think by the end of Crown Jewel, the Viper strikes? Do you think Randy Orton returns at the end of Crown? No. No. So then what are we doing?
Chicago.
Randy Orton.
No, that's CM Punk.
No, I don't know, dude. How about two? Remember, we both got Adam Cole and Bryan Danielson both showing up on the same night at AEW. You have Punk, and then you have Randy Orton.
It just, I'm thinking about it in a logical sense. Odds are we're getting a combination of the Bloodline and Judgment Day versus team like Kevin Owens, Sammy, Cody.
I was hoping for War Games again because it was feeding into the.
It should be War Games.
Because it was feed, because you had it there, Judgment versus Cody, Sammy, KO. But now I think it's going to be Brand Supremacy again because now you have Nick Aldis, another boy of mine from TNA. Yeah.
He had such a good line when he was talking to Dom. He's like, I'm a big fan of your father. Oh,
I'm a big fan of your father.
So good.
That was such a fool.
Also, I didn't like, I don't really, I haven't followed his career. I didn't know, is he British? Is he like
British?
Wouldn't think that at all. But hey, regardless.
You want me to break your mind even more?
Was he part of NXT UK? No, just
kidding. No. You know who his wife is?
Mickey James. I know that.
Okay, all right.
I know that. I wouldn't have pegged him to be British. But hey, we're here.
Yeah, Nick Aldis is talented in the ring.
He looks it for sure. Now might be the time.
I need him back.
Drake Maverick. But yeah, do you think Randy, end of Crown Jewel? Little answer to Roman.
Saudi for that, Survivor Series.
They got extra Saudi money. It's not going to Lesnar. Who's it going towards? Cena?
Roman.
No.
Roman's a new Brock. That money's going to Roman now.
It's just the absence of Brock has me like, all right, what is their big attraction, air quotes.
Damian Priest versus Cody Rhodes.
That's going to be a good match, but even me being the Cody stan I am.
And Damian Priest stan.
Damian Priest. That's like this is my WrestleMania. But like, you know, something tells me something's going down. And that could be too broad of a statement, but I'm going to make it anyway.
Hmm.
So no, you go no Randy, you think he's Survivor Series.
Pay-per-view, and everyone's going to go home upset.
Don't worry. LA Knight's going to come out the other end stronger, apparently, allegedly.
Good things come for those who wait, right?
We're waiting. I'm waiting a whole year to finish this damn story. You got to wait a whole year too, my friend.
Cody doesn't have to finish the story. Cody doesn't. Oh, by the way, you mean the story with Cody versus Seth? Yeah, that story Cody needs to finish.
I hope he loses clean. I said it. There you go. But that about does it here for the Get Comfy podcast. We hope you enjoyed. You can catch us on iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Podcast Network. I've been Kalo, joined by the one and only
BKS. Yeah.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Yeet.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.